Hallo und willkommen zurück bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du ganz entspannt eine neue Sprache. Heute geht es weiter mit Kapitel 2 und mit noch mehr englischen Vokabeln für den Beruf. Falls du also neu hier bist, starte gerne von ganz vorne, mit Folge 1. So kannst du auch der Geschichte leichter folgen, die sich durch diesen Englischkurs zieht. Genug geredet. Los geht's.
Lesson 2. Overview, Part 2.
The first coaching lesson.
Die erste Coaching-Sitzung.
The first coaching lesson. I would like to tell you.
Ich möchte dir gerne sagen.
I would like to tell you. To include.
Einschließen.
To include. Chapter.
Kapitel.
Chapter. To correspond.
Korrespondieren.
To correspond. Naturally.
Natürlich.
Naturally. To be sure.
Sicher sein.
To be sure. To pay attention.
Aufmerksam sein.
To pay attention. I welcome you to this group.
Ich begrüße dich in dieser Gruppe.
I welcome you to this group. Skill.
Fertigkeit, können.
Skill. Willingness.
Bereitschaft.
Willingness. Openness.
Offenheit.
Openness. A knowledge about.
Ein Wissen über.
A knowledge about. Effective sales techniques.
Effektive Verkaufstechniken.
Effective sales techniques. To improve.
Verbessern.
To improve. To apparent.
Offenbaren.
To apparent. It becomes apparent.
Es zeigt sich.
It becomes apparent. Obvious.
Offensichtlich.
Obvious. Obvious gaps.
Offensichtliche Lücken.
Obvious gaps. Repertoire.
Repertoire.
Repertoire. I can assure you.
Ich kann dir versichern.
I can assure you. To close the gaps.
Die Lücken schließen.
To close the gaps. To deal with.
Damit umgehen.
To deal with. Basic areas.
Grundbereiche.
Basic areas. To contribute.
Beitragen.
To contribute. Attitude.
Haltung, Einstellung.
Attitude. The mental attitude.
Die mentale Einstellung.
The mental attitude. Occupation.
Besetzung.
Occupation. Various sales techniques.
Verschiedene Verkaufstechniken.
Various sales techniques. Preparation.
Vorbereitung.
Preparation. Demeanor.
Auftreten, Benehmen.
Demeanor. Sales dialogue.
Verkaufsgespräch.
Sales dialogue. Price negotiation.
Preisverhandlung.
Price negotiation. Wrap up.
Nachbereitung.
Wrap up. Proposal.
Vorschlag, Angebot.
Proposal. Competition.
Wettbewerb.
Competition. Benefit.
Vorteil, Nutzen.
Benefit. Product environment.
Produktumfeld.
Product environment. To influence.
Beeinflussen.
To influence. Commitment.
Engagement, Verpflichtung.
Commitment. It is of no use.
Es nützt nichts.
It is of no use. Definitely.
Bestimmt.
Definitely. It is needed.
Es wird gebraucht.
It is needed. The required techniques.
Die erforderlichen Techniken.
The required techniques. It depends on.
Es hängt davon ab.
It depends on. Component.
Komponente, Teil.
Component. To be familiar with.
Vertraut sein mit.
To be familiar with. To repeat in mind.
In Gedanken wiederholen.
To repeat in mind. Picturing.
Bildlich.
Picturing. To visualize themselves.
Sich selbst visualisieren.
To visualize themselves. Victory platform.
Siegerpodest.
Victory platform. Peak performance.
Spitzenleistung.
Peak performance. To take advantage of.
Vorteil ziehen aus.
To take advantage of. To appreciate.
Wertschätzen.
To appreciate. Underappreciated.
Unterschätzt.
Underappreciated. To prove the point.
Um den Punkt zu beweisen.
To prove the point. To divide in.
Einteilen.
To divide in. To practice.
Üben.
To practice. To make shots.
Treffer erzielen.
To make shots. Contest.
Wettbewerb.
Contest. That requires.
Das verlangt.
That requires. The right attitude.
Die richtige Einstellung.
The right attitude. Appointment.
Treffen, Termin.
Appointment. It fails miserably.
Es scheitert kläglich.
It fails miserably. To be headed down the drain.
Den Bach runtergehen.
To be headed down the drain. In reverse.
Umgekehrt.
In reverse. To work in reverse.
Umgekehrt wirken.
To work in reverse. Adverse.
Nachteilig.
Adverse. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sich selbst erfüllende Prophezeiung.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. If you turn the tables.
Wenn du den Spieß umdrehst.
If you turn the tables. The same laws apply.
Gelten die gleichen Gesetze.
The same laws apply. To stress.
Betonen, hervorheben.
To stress. Advice.
Vorschlag, Rat.
Advice. A practical advice.
Ein praktischer Rat.
A practical advice. To rest.
Sich ausruhen.
To rest. To be twice as good.
Doppelt so gut sein.
To be twice as good. To fight against.
Kämpfen gegen.
To fight against. To unwind.
Abschalten.
To unwind. Strenuous.
Anstrengend.
Strenuous. Challenging.
Herausfordernd.
Challenging. To relax occasionally.
Sich gelegentlich entspannen.
To relax occasionally. To fight against.
Kämpfen gegen.
To fight against. Instead of letting go.
Anstatt loszulassen.
Instead of letting go. To change a habit.
Eine Gewohnheit ändern.
To change a habit. An accredited psychologist.
Ein anerkannter Psychologe.
An accredited psychologist. I wonder if.
Ich frage mich ob.
I wonder if. To look pretty dumb.
Ziemlich dumm aussehen.
To look pretty dumb. Previous.
Vorhergehend, bisherige.
Previous. Tenant.
Mieterin, Mieter.
Tenant. He is annoyed.
Er ist genervt.
He is annoyed. Renter.
Mieterin, Mieter.
Renter. To leather.
Schäumen.
To leather. He works himself into a leather.
Er steigert sich hinein.
He works himself into a leather. Furious.
Wütend.
Furious. Jerk.
Trottel.
Jerk. Outcome.
Ergebnis.
Outcome. A negative spiral.
Eine Negativspirale.
A negative spiral. Slump.
Krise.
Slump. To get out of a slump.
Aus einer Krise herauskommen.
To get out of a slump.
Dialogue Overview Part 2.
Before Mr. Kuhn starts his first coaching session, I would like to tell you a few things about this audio program. It includes 24 chapters that correspond to 24 training sessions between Mr. Fredericks and Mr. Kuhn. Naturally, if you listen in your car, be sure to pay attention to the road. I wish you success and fun and am happy to welcome you to this group of successful salesmen and women. To be successful, you not only need the skill, but also a willingness and openness to learn. Now, let's listen again to our coaching team.
Okay, Mr. Fredericks, what do you think? How can a salesman learn to be successful in his profession?
It should probably start with a good knowledge about your products, and then you must know effective sales techniques. I know my product, but my sales technique could be improved. When I'm on the road with my sales manager, it becomes apparent that I have some obvious gaps in my repertoire.
I can assure you that we will be able to close those gaps. To do that, we will deal with three basic areas that contribute to successful selling. They are, first, the mental attitude of the salesman toward himself, his occupation, and his customers. Second, as you mentioned, various sales techniques like preparation, correct demeanor, successful sales dialogue, price negotiation, and successful wrap-ups. And third, the knowledge of your own proposals, your own company, your competition, your customers, and the benefits for your customers.
You heard it. The successful salesman is motivated and has a positive attitude about himself and his job. He knows many different sales techniques, knows his product, the product environment, his customers, and the competition.
You know, a positive attitude may be the most important aspect of successful selling because it also influences your commitment, how much you enjoy your work, and your motivation.
That makes sense, but the best sales technique is of no use without motivation. A certain motivation is also needed to learn the required techniques.
That's right. Also, your knowledge about your product depends on your motivation and positive attitude. We'll get into all of these areas later. I'd like to start today with the first component. Let me start by telling you something about mental training. You're probably familiar with the concept as it's used in sports. For instance, before a race, professional skiers travel their route repeatedly in their mind, picturing themselves with perfect form on the course. And some even visualize themselves standing as winners on the victory platform to prepare their body for peak performance, along with the necessary concentration and motivation. You can take advantage of that visualization for the training of your mind. The influence of your own thoughts is often underappreciated. The following example proves the point. A basketball team was divided into two groups. One group practiced shooting baskets for half an hour while the other half relaxed, closed their eyes, and imagined themselves shooting baskets. Which group do you think made more shots in the contest that followed?
Well, before I would have said those who are actually shooting baskets, but now...
You're right. It was the group that practiced in their minds.
But surely that also requires the right attitude. Sometimes I have days where nothing goes right. It starts off first thing in the morning, getting up on the wrong side of the bed. The coffee's cold, the first appointment fails miserably, and soon the whole day seems to be headed down the drain.
Yeah, that's a good example. And it shows how our mental attitude can also work in reverse. You have a few adverse moments in the morning, you tell yourself it's a bad day, and so it is. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you turn the tables, the same laws apply. If you start telling yourself it's a good day, it will often become a good day. What I want to stress is this. In the end, everything starts in your mind, and it's important to understand that.
But can you really transform a bad day into a good one that easily?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Goethe gave some practical advice about this. He said, "If you rest in the bad hour, then the good one will be twice as good." So accept it and don't fight against it. Relax, unwind, do something for yourself.
I don't have time for that.
What does time matter when nothing's going right anyhow? Take some time for yourself. You have a strenuous and challenging job. You have the right to relax occasionally and do nothing. Plus, it's also necessary for your health.
But I've always fought against such days, instead of letting go.
Start by trying to change that habit and trust the words of Goethe. I tested them and he's right. I'll give you another example that shows where wrong thinking can get us. It's from Paul Watzlawick, an accredited psychologist. A man moves to a new apartment and wants to start hanging pictures, but he has no hammer. He thinks to himself, "Hey, my neighbor Mr. Smith, he seemed to be very nice the way he greeted me and helped me move in. I wonder if he has a hammer. But can I just go and ask him? I've been noisy moving in. When I hammer, it's going to be even louder. That'll certainly disturb Mr. Smith. Maybe he won't give me a hammer because of that. Yeah, I'll go ask him, though. Of course, when he doesn't give me a hammer, I'll probably look pretty stupid. He'll think, boy, I showed that guy who makes so much noise. You know, I bet Mr. Smith thinks the previous tenant was much nicer and he's annoyed that I live here now. Boy... This Smith's a piece of work, isn't he, acting so friendly? The new renter continues to work himself into a lather until he furiously knocks on Mr. Smith's door. When Mr. Smith answers, he yells, "You can keep your hammer, you jerk!" See, this example shows clearly how thoughts alone can bring about an outcome. However, you can learn to manage your thoughts and not get into such a negative spiral. And when you're in a slump, how to get out.
Bevor du gleich selbst aktiv wirst und die neuen Sätze nachsprichst, noch ein kurzer Hinweis von uns. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
A positive attitude may be the most important aspect of successful selling. It also influences your commitment and how much you enjoy your work. A certain motivation is needed to learn the required techniques. You're probably familiar with the concept as it is used in sports. Sometimes I have days where nothing goes right. The whole day seems to be headed down the drain. It shows how our mental attitude can also work in reverse. If you turn the tables, the same laws apply. Everything starts in your mind, and it is important to understand that. Can you really transform a bad day into a good one that easily? If you rest in the bad hour, then the good one will be twice as good. So accept it and don't fight against it. What does time matter when nothing is going right anyhow? You have a strenuous and challenging job. You have the right to relax occasionally and do nothing.
Du willst noch mehr Business-Englisch lernen und wissen, wie es weitergeht? Dann hol dir doch unsere App. Damit lernst du Englisch und viele weitere Sprachen noch entspannter. In der Yiki-App hast du Zugang zu allen Kapiteln dieser Sprachdusche und zu noch vielen weiteren Kursen. Nicht nur für Englisch, sondern auch für andere Sprachen. Und das alles ganz flexibel, entspannt und so, wie es für dich am besten passt. Du kannst zum Beispiel im Begleitbuch das Gesprochene mitlesen, den Musikstil, die Lautstärke und die Geschwindigkeit anpassen oder einzelne Abschnitte gezielt anhören. Klingt spannend? Dann schau mal im App Store oder Play Store vorbei. Und nicht vergessen, mit dem Code PODCAST30 bekommst du sogar 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung. Viel Spaß beim Weiterlernen und hoffentlich bis zur nächsten Sprachdusche.